Picture a Sunday afternoon. The final putt drops. The crowd roars. And while most of the field heads to the parking lot for a long drive or a late flight home, one player heads for the ramp. I'm Tower, and this is Otis here on Radio Hanger. Every hour on the hour, the news that matters to the person actually holding the yoke. Today, we've got a story that isn't about a new regulation or a safety bulletin. It's about something every one of us understands in our bones. Time and what it's actually worth. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. Flying Magazine ran a profile this week on Maverick McNealy, a professional golfer on the PGA Tour, and the way he's using a Cirrus to fundamentally change the shape of his career and his family life. Now, if you don't follow golf, stay with me, because the golf is not the point. The point is the airplane and the math it makes possible. Let me set the scene. McNealy came up the hard way in professional golf. Q school, that's qualifying school, the grinding tournament gauntlet a player has to survive just to earn a card to compete on tour. It is not glamorous, it is a fight for your professional life against a field of people just as hungry as you are. He fought through it. And here's where the airplane enters the story. Professional golf is a travel machine, a brutal one. The tour moves week to week, city to city, across the country and sometimes across oceans. The standard playbook is airlines, hotels, rental cars, and a whole lot of dead time in terminals. For a player with a family, that dead time is the real opponent. Every hour in a security line is an hour not home. McNealy flies a Cirrus, and what he describes in that Flying Magazine profile is something a lot of us in general aviation have felt, but maybe never put into words this cleanly. He's buying back time. Think about the trip. A tournament wraps on a Sunday. The airline traveler is looking at a Monday morning flight, maybe a connection, a full day burned in transit. The pilot in a personal airplane is wheels up when he decides to be wheels up, direct to a field near home. No connection, no middle seat, home for dinner. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because this isn't a story about luxury. It's a story about priorities and how a machine can enforce them. McNealy has been clear in his own words that he wants golf to be second, second to family. And for most people who say something like that, it stays a nice sentiment. Life doesn't cooperate. The travel eats the intention alive. The airplane is what makes the sentiment real. It turns a value into a schedule. When you can compress a two-day travel commitment into a two-hour flight, you're not just saving time, you're redistributing your life. The days you get back go somewhere. In his case, they go home. This affects you if you've ever done that quiet calculation in the run-up before a cross-country. You know the one, is this trip worth it? Is the airplane paying for itself? Not in dollars, but in the currency that actually runs out. Hours. Days. The kids' game you'd otherwise miss. Every one of us who flies for personal transportation is running the same equation. McNealy is running, his numbers are just bigger, and his schedule is more public. But the principal scales all the way down to a Cessna 172 and a 200-mile trip to see family for the weekend. Now, let me put on the other hat for a moment, because this is a news segment, and I owe you the honest picture. Not just the romance of it, personal aviation as a time machine is real, but it demands something in return. It demands proficiency. A working pilot who's using the airplane as serious transportation is a pilot flying into weather decisions, into fatigue after a long competitive weekend, into the pressure to get home that we all know by its more dangerous name, get there itis. That's the discipline underneath the freedom. The Cirrus platform, to its credit, is built with that reality in mind. Modern avionics, envelope protection, and the airframe parachute system. The whole airplane parachute that has become the signature of the brand, and by the data, has saved a meaningful number of lives. It's a machine designed around the idea that a real person with a real family is going to fly it in the real world, and might someday have a very bad day. But no system in the airframe replaces the judgment in the left seat. The freedom to be home for dinner and the pressure to be home for dinner are the same force. One pointed in two directions. The pilot is the one who decides which. So here's the takeaway. And it's not a regulation you have to comply with. It's a question worth sitting with. What is your time actually worth, not the airplane's time, yours? Because the story here isn't really about a golfer or a Cirrus or the PGA Tour. It's about the oldest promise general aviation ever made, that the airplane in your hangar can hand you back the hours the rest of the world takes for granted. McNealy figured out how to cash that promise in, Q school to the flight deck, and a career arranged so the thing he says matters most actually gets to matter most. That's the whole story. And it's a good one. That reporting comes from Flying Magazine's profile this week. You can always find more at RadioHanger.com. This is Tower. Keep the priorities straight and the airplane straighter. I'll see you at the top of the hour.